There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better red than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Happy Freedom Friday, everybody. Another Friday, another
Cheers,
week,
ladies and gentlemen.
Another week coming to a close with crazy, crazy stuff going on in Bizarro World. James Curry, We the People Radio, is always with me, and me, Alan. James is sipping on something new and good. He made a face.
Dude.
Like, before, what is it? Just tell everybody what it is.
So it's called Hucked Bourbon Whiskey. It's made with huckleberries.
Where is it made?
Montana. You can only buy it in Montana. Like, you can't order it online. You can't send it to your house. You can.
But what kind of business model is that? You make something in a state and you don't offer it to anyone else in any other part of the country.
Apparently, it's fucking famous up there. Like, it's like a big, it's a big deal. And my buddy who I just met brought a whole case down. He's like, yo, you got to try it. And he gave me a bottle and you just witnessed my first sip.
I saw that. It looked like, I thought someone might have stuck in a thumb in your bum, but you took drink of something really, really good.
The way he described it, he goes, when you pour it over ice, it tastes like an old fashioned straight, like just straight.
So what was your first reaction to it?
It's like an old fashioned straight, like literally straight whiskey, bourbon whiskey tastes like an old fashioned. It's super sweet, but and it has a nice bite at the finish. It's really.
You just described me on a Saturday night.
Wow, you sound like a good time on a Saturday night.
I am. I'm a really good time on a Saturday night. Anyway. Yeah.
This is it right here. It's pretty badass. Not sponsored.
Hucked. Not sponsored. Really, probably really should be.
Should be.
I got people in the chat. We got Louisiana in the house, California, Texas, Illinois. The chats are open. Louisiana. We are on hang out with that Louisiana.
Dude, salty Cracker down in Louisiana. You see that guy?
Yeah.
He does all the bayou cooking.
Yes.
What's up, dude? I fucking love that dude.
Put that on a cracker.
Yeah.
That's money, dude. That's so money, dude. We're on Getter. We're on Rumble. We're on Facebook. We're on the Patriot Podcast Network. Got a couple people from Louisiana actually in the chat. Live chats are open, so feel free. We're watching the comments. You could tell us, hey, what's up? You could tell us to go fuck ourselves. You like something, yeah, you don't like something.
Go fuck yourself. I'll do it for
exactly. Well, you tell me that all the time.
So. All the time. All the time. All the time.
All right, so the big story of the week is this nonsense redacted FBI affidavit, the DOJ. It's like, hey, somebody hand me a black Sharpie and the affidavit, and we're literally just going to I think we're just going to leave the page numbers on it. I mean, it's just it is
literally two sentences. It was two sentences, and it was like agent safety was one of them, and the other one was like this is to prove this, that, or the other. And it didn't, it was just a very vague statement.
They were all,
I can't believe how good that whiskey is.
Good. They were, and it's, yes, FJB. Absolutely right. You know, it's such nonsense. And of course, all the talking heads, you know, oh, this is bad for Trump, but this is going to be, you know, his demise. He's going to get arrested. I mean, make no mistake. I mean, our corrupt DOJ is probably going to indict Donald Trump, but
I fully expect that.
It does not matter. So I say this all the time, and people have to get this through their heads. You do not need evidence to arrest anybody. They can arrest you for whatever the hell they want to arrest you for. It's And it's only what matters in a court of law. Okay. And of course that has its own issues, but getting arrested, getting indicted means nothing. The outcome is what matters in court. But let's worst case scenario. He gets indicted. He goes to court. Let's just say he pops a plea, misdemeanor, whatever it is. Honestly, it doesn't even matter if he pled to a felony and paid a shit ton of money in fines. He can still run for president of the United States, because nowhere in the Constitution does it say if you get convicted of a felony or misdemeanor, you cannot run for president. And I would imagine what's that?
I'm going to run for president. I'm a convicted felon.
I might vote for you. I might.
We'll have a good time. We can do hood rat shit with our friends.
Hood rat. I love that kid.
I just want to do hood rat shit with my friends.
And then you have cuck boys like Bill Barr, who's such, you know, I used to like him too. I only liked him because he plays the bagpipes. He's a piece of garbage. Anyway.
Oh, fucking.
He turned around and he said today, actually, he said the FBI did nothing wrong, and he's tired of the right's constant pandering to outrage. So basically, everybody, Bill Barr, the former attorney general appointed by Donald Trump, who at one time fooled Donald Trump into trusting him, says, honestly, he's tired of the constant pandering from those on the right outraged by the FBI over the raid of Mar-a-Lago. So once again, he just shows what kind of piece of garbage he is.
Time out. Bill, has there not been for the past 4 years a constant pandering to the outrage to the left of the most ridiculous outrage in the world, not raiding the former president's house, but like everything else that's been going on.
Yep.
January 6th. Like, we can go on and on and on. George Floyd, like, forever. And we just pandered to it, and we just allowed them to burn cities down and destroy everything. Totally fine. Totally fine. The FBI goes in and redacts everything, doesn't tell us a goddamn thing. Setting the precedent. Setting the precedent. I think this is a very important piece, and I talked about it on our show on Tuesday. John Solomon was on with that cuck Jack Posobiec.
You don't mean Jack Posobiec, who blocked me on Twitter?
That fucking cuck.
I'm gonna see him in December. I can't wait to confront him about it.
James from We the People Radio thinks he's a cuck.
I can't wait.
But he was on John Solomon, who I really enjoy his reporting and his work and his investigative journalism. Yes. He has really, really great work. He made a very great point in the fact that this raid on Mar-a-Lago sets the precedent, because remember, Fast and Furious. What did Obama claim? Executive privilege. He claimed executive privilege. Well, that just went out the fucking window. As soon as a new president comes in, a Republican president comes in 2024, that executive privilege that you leaned on in previous years, mm-hmm. out the fucking window. The precedent has been set. So now the vicious cycle can continue. So the next president can come in and arrest anybody, the previous administration, because they didn't like what they were doing. That's the precedent that was set. Now, I think personally, that's a good precedent. Because in my opinion, they're raiding Donald Trump with zero evidence, with nothing, literally a big fat nothing burger, praying that they could do something. We know for a fact that they wanted to plant evidence to try to frame him.
They were there 2 weeks prior. They knew. They were there 2 weeks prior, and they knew that he had documents. They knew where they were stored. And now they're coming up with this thing on national defense paperwork that they're – after they got the documents that he willfully gave them, they feel that they might have been more top secret documents there that are being stored in an unauthorized location in an unauthorized way. And that was another big thing. Well, we have to go and get those. You couldn't have picked up the phone and said, hey, you got more stuff. Can you just give it to us? Can you bring it to the archives or whatever?
Well, of course not. Definitely not. What are you kidding me? What are you nuts? Well,
this is, and I saw an article earlier. You mentioned Fast and Furious. I don't know if it was the Gateway Pundit. I had it up too. Damn it. I forget her name, Nicole something. There's a woman that was involved in the targeting of the conservative businesses, the Constitution groups, I think even a Holocaust survivor that was targeted by the IRS during that time, where Nicole something, and it's Nicole with a K, Nicole, and I've got to find it. She is now going to be supposedly put in charge of the 87,000 IRS agents that they are. That they're hiring over the next 10 years or whatever it is. If I could find it while we're here, I'll look for it. But I saw it earlier and I was like, yeah, look, this isn't just a deja vu, you know.
Never seen this before.
Nicole Flax. That's what it is. Nicole Flax is going to is the one.
Who runs Texas? Are the Maceros is watching right now in Rumble?
I don't know. I spoke to them earlier. I don't.
Cruise Fighter 3 just said they're from New Braunfels, and the only person I know from New Braunfels is the Maceros.
Oh, it might be. It might be. I was messaging with Rob Maceros this morning. I'm doing a little sponsorship. They're having a parade in their town, some sort of parade, and they're having a big freedom speech, a free speech defenders float. And with my cigar company, I'm doing one of their sponsorships for it. Okay. And I got their Biden is the worst hat. I got it right here. Autographed by the Maceros. Yeah.
Some Biden is the worst merch.
Biden is the worst merch. The merch isn't the worst. It's Biden is the worst merch.
Right? Yes. Exactly. But
so this whole thing with Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump, he is, you know, like you like to say, big penis energy. I don't know if you saw his his quick statement today, but he puts this out. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, official. They missed a page, and he says, make America great again. This is great.
I fucking love it. Well, did you see what Don Jr. Reshared today? Midnight Mitch put out a fucking awesome meme of Donald Trump on the golf course, like holding his belt and redacted his giant penis, and said Donald Trump Jr. put the caption, redact this. I just shared it on our Instagram because it's fucking amazing.
I saw it earlier. I didn't get a chance to grab it and reshare it. I did see it. It's wild.
Okay. Redact this, motherfuckers. Like, are you kidding me? You're going to raid the former president of the United States. Like, regardless, like if Trump raided Barry Satoru and he would have plenty of evidence and right to do so because of the amount of crimes that they committed. But let's just say he did. I'd still be saying, release the warrant, release the affidavit. Like, the American public have the right to see why they're raiding the former president of the United States, especially a new administration from the opposite political party. Mm-hmm. Like, It's just to quell the screams of corruption, of dictatorship, of fascism, whatever the left would be screaming, because we know that they would be screaming it. I would want them to release all the information. Like, here's why we raided them. Here's the affidavit. Here's the warrant. Here's all of it. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
How quickly they could shut us all up, how quickly they could silence you and I if they showed us actual evidence. How long have we been on this fucking game, Alan, this roller coaster? Adam Schiff coming up. Irrefutable evidence, guys. It's irrefutable. We have tons and tons of evidence. Nothing.
In Russia.
Irrefutable evidence. We got him here. We got him here. Nothing. Ukraine. Oh, we're going to come up and make up a fake phone call and say it's parody after we get caught because he released the transcript. Now you're expecting me to believe? It's like the girl who cried wolf. You expect me to believe you now? Get the fuck out of here. If you want me to shut up, if you want me to stop talking and say, oh, Bill Barr, you want me to stop coming after the FBI and saying that they need to be dismantled and they're a total corrupt organization and they're completely garbage since their inception with that homosexual, what's his fucking name? I'm so fucking, you can't even think of his fucking name right now.
Oh, I'm trying to think, what the hell's his name?
Herbert Hoover or whatever his name is. No, not Herbert Hoover. Is it Herbert Hoover?
I don't know.
Fucking head of the FBI. The fucking guy.
J. Edgar Hoover?
Yes, thank you. J. Edgar Hoover. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. J. Edgar Hoover.
Didn't they name the vacuum after him because he sucks so good, or is that just different?
So hard.
So look at this. So a redacted affidavit that was so redacted and just there's no transparency and they're coming up with all these bullshit lies. Okay. It just proves, again, it proves that there's a cover-up of the FBI and the DOJ. What are they trying to cover up? What are they trying to not let the American people see? What is in everything that they were either – what were they – not what they found. What were they specifically looking for? Who does it incriminate? Who? What does it imply?
What they were looking for, dude.
No, I'm saying the they knew what they were looking for, but I'm saying their attempt to cover it up. Just
like they're parading Peter Strzok on TV all day.
Oh my God!
It's the same reason that they're in fucking Mar-a-Lago. They're trying to cover their tracks from Russia. It all stems back to the cover up. It's always the cover up. Oh. It's a cover up to cover up to cover up. That's all it is.
I was talking about Peter Strzok yesterday? With Joe Hoft from the Gateway Pundit. I was talking about Peter Strzok on my show on Wednesday about now it's so this guy, one of the few federal government employees that have been fired because of performance. Okay. This is a guy that was tweeting about Donald Trump negatively when he was supposed to be involved in this unbiased investigation as an FBI
text agent. Messages with his lover, Lisa Page. How we Lisa have insurance plans.
Yes.
How the fuck? Like, so are you kidding me?
But now, and then he's fired. He disgraced FBI agent, fired. And now CNN, MSNBC, since Mar-a-Lago, between the two of them, have had him on about 15 or 16 times as an expert former FBI agent.
I think he's CIA, actually.
You know, it's so funny you said that because you know who said that to? Joe Hoft from the Gateway Pundit said the exact, that's where I was going with this, said the exact same thing. He thinks that Peter Strzok was
CIA. He never went to the FBI school. What's the school that you're supposed to go to, Langley? What is the school that he's supposed to go to for FBI?
The FBI Academy. I forget where it is. He never went. Langley, he never CIA went. Or FBI.
He never went. There's no records of him going. He never went. The guy never went. So you're telling me he's now a high-ranking FBI agent where he's in charge of major, not just like a small investigation. Like, you're in charge of investigating.
Was he in charge of it or just involved in it?
Oh, he was running. He was helping run the investigation in the Russia collusion whole thing. And this is why he was texting Lisa Page saying that he's never going to be in office because we have an insurance plan.
He was having an affair with her, right?
Huh?
He was having an affair with her. Yes, at the time. That was the other reason. That was the other issue.
Yes. And the whole thing stinks to high heaven. But you expect me to believe that you're texting back and forth with this lawyer for the FBI about how you have an insurance plan, and all of a sudden out of the blue, Russia investigation turns up and you just happen to be the lead investigator.
Right. You're the kick in the face to the average American citizen, to you, to me, to everyone in the chat, is that the government, these pieces of shit think that every single one of us has the intelligent level of a fucking slug. They think we are the stupidest forms of life.
Well,
walking the earth.
Alan, I agree to an extent where you're coming from, but then you see the videos that we played when you were on the show on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And you see these people looking at an analog clock and they can't tell the time.
Oh, yeah.
Stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you really start to question, maybe, you know what? They might be right. We might be that fucking stupid.
I agree. I agree with the generation coming up now, but I'm talking about the older generation, like people the boomers, the people my age. I'm 43 years old.
Morons.
They're in
this situation is because they're fucking idiots. I don't think it's any specific generation. I think people are so dumbed down by the social engineering, by the TV. Like, you literally watch them. Who's the Kardashians? They know all of them. Who's right. This TikToker? They know all of them. They know all the fucking celebrities, but they don't know like basic, not even like important, but just basic questions that every American should know.
What was it one? How many suns does the earth have? How many moons does the earth have? And what did she say? Six?
It's fucking dumb blonde. It's dumb blonde.
No offense to blondes out there. Not all you blondes are dumb.
Brandy is the one from Nude Brothel. Brandy, I got to text you back. I'm sorry. I'm the worst at text messaging. I'm a piece of shit. You can call me a piece of shit for not texting you back. Text me again. And if I don't answer, just blow up my phone. Because
Brandy, James is a huge piece of shit.
A huge piece of shit. No, I'm just terrible at texting. If I'm doing something, like if someone texts me and I'm doing something, I'll look at it. I'll put it down and then I'll forget to text back. Later, because I'll be like in a show or be doing something and I just don't remember. So I'm an asshole. I apologize. Brandy, reach back out to me. I want to connect with you.
So I had someone in the chat over here, Tracy from Florida. I believe you're from Florida. He said a bunch of stuff in the chat. Or did they think Trump had papers that incriminated them? Absolutely. There is definitely information. And I don't even know if they were successful in getting that information, but 100%.
If they knew he had incriminating information, they'd be broadcasting it 24/7 over every single news outlet.
No. I don't mean incriminating information to incriminate Donald Trump. I'm talking about
100%. Right. Yeah, that's what they went in there to cover up the FBI, to cover up the DOJ.
Donald Trump is not that stupid. All right. So if there are documents or any information out there that can incriminate any of these people, I'm imagining those weren't taken from Mar-a-Lago during the FBI raid. I would hope and I believe that Donald Trump would be smarter than that. I mean, that.
So also, I would think that if he did leave them at Mar-a-Lago, because it's a possibility, and it's in my opinion, if he did so, as a plant. Like, here's the bait, take it. But sure. I have copies of everything.
Yeah,
and this is what I think. The whole he knew it was coming. I think the whole thing is a setup and a sting operation personally. And now they're searching for these documents. And if they got the documents that they were looking for, the news would be different. The way that they're controlling the narrative would be much different if they got the documents, because they'd be a lot more cocky about it. I truly believe Donald Trump's going to get, it's going to get to the point, and it might be after Donald Trump gets indicted, just like the Ukraine thing. He waited till they said, oh, he colluded with Ukraine, quid pro quo in the call. Adam Schiff read the fucking thing, and Donald Trump was like, oh, you want to fucking say I'm doing this? Well, here's the transcript. I think they're going to indict him, and Donald Trump's going to go, oh, you want the paperwork? Well, here's the fucking paperwork. And he's just going to release it all to the public. And here it is. Here's what you're looking for. Here you go. This is what you want. I declassified it right before I left. I declassified all of it.
Yeah.
I can do this. So you want it? Here it is. And now the American public can see it for themselves. And now the American public, all eyes are on those documents, because right. The American public is like, wait a second. Why didn't they release this? Why is Donald Trump the guy who has to do it just to defend himself, just to defend that he has, that he doesn't have declassified documents?
Right. And another thing I'm surprised about is that they didn't take a trip. The New York office of the FBI didn't take a trip to Trump Tower, his office there, to rifle through there, that they only executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago.
What about his other properties? Like, he doesn't just have Trump Tower. Like,
no, he doesn't. But I'm sure he still has his office at
Bedminster. Why didn't they go to Bedminster?
Well, I don't know how much business he does at Bedminster. I'm talking about places he has.
His campaign was moved to Bedminster.
Well, but I'm talking about an office where he does everyday work. Like, he doesn't I don't think he has a functioning, like, not now anyway.
You don't think he has a functioning office in his Bedminster home? Of course he does.
Probably not to the toilet. Probably not to the effect. That's fine, but probably not to the effect that he has at Mar-a-Lago and that he always had in New York City forever.
Mar-a-Lago has 4 skiffs. Like, it has places. Like, it's so wild that he has Mar-a-Lago. Like, the Post family bought Mar-a-Lago and called it the Winter White House because they wanted the presidents to stay there, and they gifted it to the White House.
They gifted it to the government, and then the government let it go to shit, and he ended up buying it.
Yep. At pennies on the dollar, too. Mm-hmm. Pennies on the dollar. And it was, and it's so funny because everybody's like, oh, Donald Trump's racist, this, that, and the other. It used, you could not be a black person and go there. And right. Donald Trump lifted that. Right. He's the one who lifted it. And he turned that place around, and now it's a beautiful place to go and have weddings and go golfing and do tons and tons of things over there. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, I guess you'd call it a resort. Right,
it's a club. It's a country club.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Damn, I'm retarded.
For $114,000 a year, you could be a member there too.
And yeah, I know. It must be nice. It must be fucking nice. Yeah. No, I actually, when I was a kid, I almost was a caddy at Galloway National, of course, that Trump's a member at.
And yes, Holland, your point is well taken. You're right, Tracy. I think he does have evidence against them. And I think at some point it may come out. Maybe Donald Trump is waiting for their big aha moment for when he gets indicted and goes to court. Because
that's what I think he's waiting
just
for.
Remember, Donald Trump, just like any American, gets afforded a defense. So it might,
it may seem like guilty until proven innocent in today's world, right. But in reality, it is still innocent until proven guilty, and he will get his day in court. And
I don't know if they really want to.
D.C. It'll be in Florida. It'll be in, because that's where the crime occurred. It'll be in Florida.
Well, I don't know it. Well, that's up for debate also, because if they turn around and say that the crime was that he took the documents from the White House, they still could, then they could say that the crime was committed in D.C. But regardless, we're talking about a former president, and I'd want to be a fly on the wall in the rooms where the discovery was happening. Like, the discovery phase, I think, is going to blow everybody's socks off if it gets to that. But again,
I think it's going to get to that.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, if there's going to be a trial, I don't, if there's an indictment, I don't see a trial, because I don't think the DOJ is going to be prepared to put a and pursue putting a former president on trial criminally. I don't see it.
They had two impeachments and couldn't get him for shit.
And that, and that's nonsense. That's kangaroo court. That's not a criminal proceeding.
No. But again, if they had evidence against him, incriminating evidence to impeach him, they would have used it.
Not necessarily. I mean, not to this level, because you're talking about impeaching a president because of his duties. I'm talking about a criminal trial.
I 100% agree. But if they had criminal evidence against him, they would have used it to impeach him.
Yeah, and they don't, because the criminal evidence being very minor, if it's even there, is if they're going to attempt to say or accuse him of removing documents that he was not supposed to remove. We're talking about bullshit process crimes. We're not talking about espionage and treason. So it's different. But so that those what's happening now didn't exist when he was being impeached. So because he was, you know, still in the White House. And now this is coming up now, but it's I can't wait to see how far blown it becomes, because remember, they have to work hard in order to make the entire Republican Party look complicit in criminality and against the United States for the midterms and then going into the presidential election. I mean, I don't know how much it's going to heat up before the midterms, or if it's going to really flare up after the midterms. Because remember, technically, he can't announce that he's running for president until 100 days after the midterms because of campaign financial rules. So I'm imagining the day he does, or the time he does, it is going to be quite interesting. And yes, no one called Donald Trump a racist until he stepped into the White House, until he went down that elevator, Tracy, because remember Al Sharpton, Jesse James, and all of these other black figureheads, Oprah Winfrey, they love Donald Trump. They love Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, they all loved him.
Everybody loved him. Everybody.
And now, you know.
Speaking of which, do you see Jamie Foxx's impression of Donald Trump?
I did.
And I gotta say, it was fucking pretty damn good.
It was it. I forget who said that it was the... Somebody said it was the best Donald Trump impression. It was good, but I'm still giving right now the best Donald Trump impression to Sean Farish, Captain Deplorable.
We have to get him on.
I'll get him on. I actually talked to him today. I had to get It's funny. I was playing like Roger Stone's Booker today. His guest had canceled for a show, and he texted me. He's like, "Hey, I want to get Captain Deplorable on the show." So I was texting with him. And Captain Deplorable was on the Stone Zone today with Roger Stone. I'll reach out to him and see about getting him on. He's fun. I'll see about getting him on a Friday, and maybe we'll get him on a Freedom Friday. He's like, everybody's grabbing him. He's doing all kinds of media. He does his morning show on the Patriot Podcast Network at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday, Wednesday, Friday with Kevin Smith. But then he does an audio-only podcast that comes out every Friday. I think it's called the Captain Deplorable Podcast. Yeah, Captain Deplorable 45 Podcast.
I think I follow that account too.
Yeah, so he's everywhere, but he's good. I'll get a hold. I saw him not too long ago. We had the pop-up Trump rally in Long Island, which there was like thousands of people there. Donald Trump should do a Trump rally on Long Island, because he would do just a pop-up rally where there was like a convoy from a train station to a park about 5 miles away, and there was, I think, over 400 vehicles.
I showed the video on Monday Madness, and that was only a small little section. Yeah. It was fucking hundreds of cars. It was absurd.
Donald Trump posted it on his Truth Social account, actually.
It's just like the boat parades. Like, the guy's been out of office for 2 years, yet he has more support amongst Americans than any political figure in the fucking universe.
No former president that I know of, and if anyone out there can correct me and school me, but from what I'm seeing, no former president in the history of the United States has been treated with the support that Donald Trump has been given
respect that the media and new
administration. Well,
of those are true. Both of those are very true, and you're 100% right. I've never seen that ever. Like, where people, like even Barry, like when Barry left, it was just like see you later.
Like, yeah, nobody gave
staunch Barry supporters.
Come on, start streaming. What the fuck?